So imagine you're logging online to check your shopping cart for like a standard 32 gigabyte DDR5 memory kit.
Right, something pretty basic for a modern build.
Exactly. And back in early 2022, that kit cost you what, maybe 120 bucks?
Yeah, right around there.
But today, you look at that exact same cart and it's $850.
Which is just wild to even say out loud.
It's insane. And we need to be clear right up front, this is not inflation.
No, not at all.
According to this massive new federal antitrust lawsuit, this is an alleged 700% artificial price manipulation crisis. It's literally shaking the entire tech industry right now.
It really is. I mean,
Badly.
just days ago, on June 25, 2026, 17 different plaintiffs filed this massive class action lawsuit in a California federal court.
Yeah.
And they are going directly after the three giants who basically own the DRAM market: Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron.
Because combined, they control like 90% of it, right?
Exactly. Samsung has about 38%, SK Hynix is sitting at 29%, and Micron has 22%. So they are the market.
Okay, let's unpack this because the reporting we have from Tekken Gaming on this so-called Ramageddon is incredibly detailed.
The gold mine of data,
Yeah, and our mission for this deep dive is to figure out exactly how these companies allegedly engineered this whole crisis. We're going to look at how this might actually push the cost of the PS6 and the next Xbox to over $1,000. And, you know, what you can actually do about it right now to survive it.
Yeah, because we really need to look at the crime scene here, so to speak. The data disconnect is just glaring.
I mean, 708% for a DDR5 kit is a massive spike.
It is, but it's not even just the bleeding edge DDR5 stuff. Even the older DDR4 memory, which, you know, should be getting cheaper as it phases out.
Right, because it's older tech.
Exactly. But DDR4 prices jumped over 600% between 2021 and 2026. A standard 16 gigabyte stick went from $48 to $300.
Wow.
And here is the kicker from the lawsuit. According to TrendForce, they track all the global hardware sales. Actual market demand for consumer DRAM during that time only grew by a modest 20 to 25%.
Wait, but semiconductor markets are famously volatile, right? I mean, isn't it normal for prices to swing wildly like this?
Well, sure, there are cycles, but
Because, I mean, it feels like walking into a grocery store where bread is suddenly $50 a loaf, but the store owner insists it's just normal supply and demand, even though nobody is eating more sandwiches.
that is actually a great way to put it. A 20% bump in demand does not organically create a 700% price spike.
Right.
And what's fascinating here is that if you look at the history, this kind of thing is literally in the memory industry's DNA.
Oh, yeah, the previous fine.
Right. Between 2002 and 2006, these manufacturers paid $731 million in fines for explicit price fixing.
They literally had executives going to prison over coded emails, right?
Yes. And then again in 2018, there was a massive Chinese antitrust investigation into these exact same three companies for anti-competitive behavior.
So there's a pattern.
A clear 3 to 4 year cycle. Prices drop, then suddenly they announce technical issues or shifting priorities, supply drops, and prices go to the moon.
Okay, so if the demand data totally contradicts this 700% hike, they have to have an alibi, right? Like an excuse for the regulators.
Oh, they definitely have one.
Yeah.
The AI boom.
Ah, of course.
Right, so they claim they had to restrict consumer DRAM production because they needed to focus all their resources on high bandwidth memory, or HBM.
Which is what they use for the big AI chips, right? Like the NVIDIA H100 or the AMD MI300.
Exactly. HBM requires this complex vertical stacking. It gives you over 900 gigabytes per second of bandwidth. And most importantly, the profit margins are like 5 to 7 times higher than regular DRAM.
But wait, if HBM is that complex, can you even build it on the same assembly line as standard consumer RAM?
That is the million-dollar question.
Because that sounds like trying to build a Formula One car on a minivan assembly line just because they both have 4 wheels.
Yeah, that analogy is spot on. And the plaintiffs in the lawsuit are using research from Tech Insights to tear that exact alibi down.
Okay, so what did Tech Insights find?
They found that HBM requires a completely different manufacturing process. It uses advanced EUV lithography and a totally different packaging process called TSV, or through-silicon via.
Which means drilling into the silicon, right?
Exactly. Physically drilling holes through the chips to stack them vertically. You do not just modify a standard 2D memory line to do that. They don't share production lines at all.
So the whole excuse that they had to cannibalize the consumer lines for AI chips?
It lacks technical credibility. It's just not how fabs work.
Okay, so if the technical excuse is bogus, What is the smoking gun here?
The lawsuit details at least 12 private, closed-door meetings between executives from Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron at various conferences between 2022 and 2024.
Wait, 12 meetings between direct competitors?
Yes. And within 2 weeks of those meetings, all three companies magically announced their major strategic shifts away from consumer DRAM and towards HBM in their quarterly reports.
Oh, wow. Just 2 weeks apart.
Yeah. There is a great quote in the filing from Dr. Jim Handy at Objective Analysis. He says the simultaneity is simply too perfect to be coincidental.
I mean, that is incredibly suspicious. And obviously, this is drawing massive political heat now.
Huge heat. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative AOC are already circling the issue here in the U.S., and the European Commission is stepping in too.
Which brings us to the geopolitical fallout, because things are moving fast.
Extremely fast.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because just yesterday, on June 29, 2026, South Korea hit the panic button.
They really did. Yeah. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung announced this completely unprecedented $550 billion investment to double their memory production capacity.
And they want to do it in less than 5 years, right? Instead of the usual, 7 to 12 years it takes to build a fab?
Yeah, they're slashing all the red tape.
I mean, the timing on that, just 4 days after the California lawsuit drops, it looks exactly like a panic move by the South Korean government to protect their economy from U.S. penalties.
It's absolutely a defensive move.
Yeah.
Samsung and SK Hynix are massive pillars of their GDP.
But does any of this actually help you, the consumer?
Short answer. No.
Really? None of that $550 billion?
Almost none of it. $518 billion goes to new fabs, and $52 billion is earmarked specifically for an HBM packaging center. There is virtually no guarantee of relief for standard consumer DRAM.
So they are just doubling down on the AI memory.
Exactly.
But wait, if prices are this high, why don't other companies just jump in? Like, what about the China factor? Don't they have YMTC and CXMT?
They do, but they are completely boxed out of the high-end market.
Because of the U.S. tech sanctions.
Right. To make modern DDR5, you absolutely need EUV lithography machines made by ASML. And sanctions prevent Chinese companies from buying them.
So they are physically locked out of the sub-7 nanometer race entirely.
Yep. The big three have a total oligopoly protected by a geopolitical firewall.
Okay, let's bring this down to reality. Because all this macroeconomic stuff is crazy, but it's fundamentally destroying the PC market right now.
It's brutal. Tech and gaming broke down a standard mid-range PC build. In 2022, it was about $1,200.
Okay.
Today, that exact same performance tier costs over $2,150.
And how much of that price hike is just from the RAM?
A staggering 76.8% of that increase is purely the memory markup.
That is just, I mean, it ruins the hobby. And the laptop makers are freaking out too, right?
Yeah, we saw a super rare joint statement from Asus, ROG, MSI, and Alienware. They said memory is now taking up 40% of their entire build cost for laptops.
40%? Just for the RAM?
Yeah. They are literally warning that they might have to exit certain mid-range market segments entirely because they can't afford to build them anymore.
But the real nightmare scenario here is the next-gen consoles.
Oh, absolutely.
Because games like GTA 6 are going to demand massive memory pools. We're talking, 24 to 32 gigabytes of RAM for the PS6 and the next Xbox?
At least. And if Sony and Microsoft have to buy 32 gigs of memory at current prices, analysts are saying the next consoles could easily hit $900 to
$1,000. $1,000 for a base console.
Yeah, just to break even on the hardware.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, who just wants to upgrade your rig? It's just so frustrating to be priced out of your own hobby by these corporate oligopolies.
It is. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the companies are just digging their heels in.
Right. Micron issued a total denial, right?
Yeah, Micron denies everything. And Samsung and SK Hynix are staying completely silent, obviously hoping to just dismiss the suit.
And I see people on Reddit and Tech Power Up calling for boycotts, but...
You can't boycott them. It is mathematically impossible when three companies own 90% of the global supply, and you literally cannot turn on a computer without their product.
Okay, so we can't boycott. What is the actual survival guide here? Tech and gaming had some actionable advice, right?
They did. First thing, in the short term, from now through 2027, do not buy DDR5 unless you absolutely have to for professional work.
So stick to DDR4.
Yes. DDR4 is still totally viable for almost all gaming, and while it's also inflated, the baseline price is much lower.
Makes sense.
Sure.
What about the secondhand market?
Definitely use the used market, but be careful. Make sure you get something with a solid warranty or a good return policy.
And what if your rig is just totally dying and you can't afford the RAM?
Look into cloud gaming. If your internet is good enough, services like GeForce Now or Xbox Cloud Gaming are a legitimate stopgap to bypass the hardware costs right now.
Just wait it out on the cloud. But, I mean, how long are we waiting? What is the actual timeline for relief here?
It's pretty sobering. Based on the 2002 to 2006 price-fixing case, tech and gaming estimates there is only about a 30% chance we see price drops by late 2027.
Only 30%. And that's if they win the court case quickly.
Yeah, a swift court victory and South Korea actually getting fabs online way ahead of schedule.
So what's the realistic timeline?
70% reality is that prices are going to stay this high until 2029 or 2030.
Man, that hurts. And there isn't any alternative tech that can save us, like MRAM or ReRAM or Intel's old Optane stuff.
No. None of those are ready to scale up and replace standard DRAM at the density and speed we need. They just can't save us in this decade.
Wow. But, you know, there is this one really provocative thought about all of this. Something that wasn't deeply explored but kind of hovered over the whole report.
Yeah, the idea that this extreme greed might actually trigger their own extinction.
Right. Because if you make RAM this painfully expensive, you force AMD, Intel, and NVIDIA to find a way around you.
Exactly. What if this price crisis forces all of them to fully adopt Apple's unified memory architecture?
The system-on-chip design, right, where the memory is just built directly onto the processor itself.
Yes. No more motherboard RAM slots, no more standard memory sticks at all.
Which means the DRAM market as a standalone commodity just dies.
Completely. The memory giants might win the battle right now in 2026, but this 700% hike could permanently push the PC and console industry to evolve past the need for their core product entirely.
Talk about a Pyrrhic victory. It's definitely something to think about the next time you look at the price of a PC build.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. It's a crazy situation, but hopefully you're a bit more prepared for what's coming. We will catch you next time.